Praise the name of the Lord. All right. At this time, my wife, Barbara Jean, is going to sing for us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I speak the word, Lord, that you've given unto me. It's a new and pure language of life, saying the body of Christ is now the glorified wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now we're beholding the created wife of the Lamb, and it's all by this gospel of the last trump sound. With this new and pure language that brought forth the glorified flesh and bone wife of the Lamb. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. I speak the word, Lord, that you've given unto me. It's a new and pure language of life, saying the body of Christ is now the glorified wife, dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now we're beholding the created wife of the Lamb, and it's all by this gospel of the last trump sound. With this new and pure language that brought forth the glorified flesh and bone wife of the Lamb. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found. In this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Now we're beholding the created wife of the Lamb, and it's all by this gospel of the last trump sound. With this new and pure language that brought forth the glorified flesh and bone wife of the Lamb. Listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Oh, listen, listen to this new and pure language. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. How beautiful it sounds that we're the wife of the Lamb, and we've overcome death so we cannot be found in this new and pure language spoken by the glorified wife of the Lamb. Praise you, my Lord. Praise you. We love you.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That was good, Bob. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's, I suppose that's a new one, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Well, that you did good on that one. The Lord helped you. And I'm sure as we can do nothing of ourselves, that's of a lot of value.
But,
yeah, the feminine part of Christ, that's one of the great mysteries that has been hid in God all the way through, and Paul spoke of it oftentimes in his writing about the things that's been hid in God since before the foundation of the world. Amen. So we just praise God for all the goodness that he has put upon us, and he's putting upon us as we go forward. Amen. And I would like to comment here too on the beautiful weather that the Lord has given us. Right now, it's been one of the coldest weeks, but it's so clear. The sun shines today, and it's just looked perfect out there. But when you walk outside, you might feel like you need an extra coat. Amen. But it's beautiful. Amen. We just thank God for all these good things, and we begin to thank God and thank him. Try to name the things that he does for us and is doing for us. It's without numbers. Amen. He does so many good things for us. Praise the Lord. So we just appreciate him and appreciate all of his people. And we realize that God has many groups of people that deals with. And he deals with each one according to his plan for them. Amen. And we see that, of course, as we come through the millennia and on into eternity. Praise God. Amen. I remember the revelation where revealed in the Revelation 21, 22, and along there, where that the nations of them that are saved will come up, glory to God, and worship the Lord. And it's so such a great thing. And we just thank God for all those things. And we know that there's nations today that God has ordained. I brought in about the river breaking, splitting off a portion of the river. And a lot of people, they didn't understand it to start with, but now it's beginning to be accepted, and it's beginning to be liked what God has done. Amen. We look at the river, the main river, as it come forth, and we find that it, in the Middle East there, it broke in four parts. See, four heads, and it told about gold and different ones, different things on each, as the river produced its fruit. Amen. But then, in this day we're living in, the river for the wife of the Lamb, that's something new. That's something that's God's revealing, and that's something God's made known, say. Amen. The river of life. Amen. As it ran forth and as it split open, went to the different things. Now, you would have to study that out from the Middle East part of it, where the river broke forth in four parts. So we're not dealing with the four parts, and we're not particularly dealing with the part for the wife yet. But the thing is, God, he's moving, and it's been a great secret, many of the things of God. And especially we begin to think about the feminine part of Christ. And that's been one thing that has been hid till after the marriage took place here, that it began to be revealed and made known. Amen. Therefore, each time God reveals and bring forth the word, then he has a message and he has a word for that time period. And some of the wording for past generations and other ages may not be just the wording that we need for our time and our generation. But God always supplies the need. Amen. There's a need for a message, and a need that the message be moved up. Amen. Made known. Then God, he will always work it out, and he'll make it that it'll be brand new to the people that it's for. Praise the Lord. And my wife's talking about this morning that earlier, and she quoted that scripture, "How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel." And I said, write that down, you know. A lot of times when she says something like that or get a good thought, and not only my wife, but different ones get a good thought, amen, and I say, write that down. Because it's a lot of times it comes in handy on down the road. We might not think so much of it there. And then we never want to get to the place where we feel like we're the only one that's getting anything. Amen, because God reveals his truth to his people. Although there's leadership that God has in the wife of the Lamb, we never want to ignore that either. Praise God. So she wrote this down here. How beautiful are the feet that are bringing this new and pure language of glorified flesh and bone. I like that. That are bringing, see, that's putting it up to present tense. That are bringing the truth. And it's not the, like Paul says, how beautiful are the, that brings the gospel, that brought the gospel. And we can talk about how they brought the gospel and on, but are bringing. See, you get into the present tense. And that's where everything seems to be working in the present tense. Amen. And the things that the language, see, we use language, we might say, well, that ain't took place yet, or this ain't took place. Well, when you're in the language of God, then God gives the language for the time. And a lot of times things are taking place that we don't realize or see otherwise, but he's just working it out and he's making it known. Amen. Praise the Lord. So my mic here is, I believe it's need turning up just a little if I can find, amen, find a way to do it. Okay, how's that now? Amen. All right, get it done so it won't aggravate you going up and down, you know, volume. Amen. So I learned to hold it as much as I can in about the same place, and it usually worked out pretty good. But this great thing that God's doing in this hour, there's a message, and it centers much around the glorified flesh and bone, see? Amen. Amen. And that's something that God's implanting in us, that's taking place in us. Amen. And it's growing in us, and it's something fresh for our time. I remember when she was saying that this morning, my mind went back to a message that hadn't been too long since we brought in. God gives us a message of pure language. What was that title of that message? Yeah, God has given the wife a new and pure language. And I just kind of spoke that out. And then we had it, I believe we do, don't we have a sermon on that?
Yeah, it's in the book, Christ the Wife.
It's in the book, like Christ the Wife.
It's echoing the voice.
Is echoing the voice
of the last trump of God.
So that, I like Christ the Wife is echoing. See, so all these things are so beautiful and so wonderful, and so up to date. Amen. Everybody say up to date. And so up to date, see. And therefore somebody said, well, I don't know, that might not be time for that, or this. Well, God makes it known in his time, and when he makes it known, that's his time. See? Amen. Yeah. Amen. So God, what has taken place in days gone by, it's all beautiful. I love my Bible. I keep it with me a lot, and I just like to have a Bible with me. And it's the Word of God. Amen. The Word of God that he did, and it's actually more than just a word in the sense of spoken and then forget about it. No, it makes us part of God. It gives us a... We preached the message once, and I don't know for sure if I was the first one that brought it in. The title of it was about the Word of God, and I used this, investigating the mind of God. But now I think it's more than investigating the mind of God. It's knowing and feeling our part of God. Amen. And there's part of God that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He married a wife. See, that's when the wedding took place and so on. And she become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And that isolated a certain portion of God that applies only to the wife of the Lamb. See, amen. Now, coming through the church ages and all, and it's been a long time. It seems strange to me to preach on church ages. It's been so long since I preached on it. But the thing that happened through the church ages, see, that was a message to produce a virgin. And I was hearing one of the tapes the other day, and I said something that seems to stand out to me. Amen, about the virgin. The wife was never, the virgin was... not just for that, but the virgin is not the wife. She becomes the wife. See, the virgin becomes the wife when she's married to him, and then we move into a different category because... amen. You come into something that's so different. Amen. And so these things that we look at, and that's where a lot of people have some misunderstanding that God has not moved into this particular area of the Word, see. Amen. And it's not for anybody except for the wife of the Lamb. Amen. See, we become part. See, the Lamb in God was separate from everything else. Amen. So he married a wife. Amen, and she's separate from all other Christianity. Amen. I remember on the message bringing in about he died and spilled his blood for everyone that would accept him. Amen, everyone that could accept that, those that were in God's plan there, and they find their place. But there's a particular place. See, the Son was with the Father to begin with, see? Amen. And then when the Son married a wife, amen, when he came back, and it relates in Revelation chapter 10, and that's a very good chapter. It's a chapter that we just keep coming back to. Amen. So it's a chapter that's it's very, very clear as we see it and as we get the understanding of it. We see that there's something brought to earth at that time that hadn't been brought before, see. Amen. He has a little book. Amen. Christ brings a little book open. Amen. In the form of a mighty angel, which represents the fullness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And all that during that time period as he were getting everything ready. Amen. So we see in there's something great that took place. And it took place among a people, amen, that really loved the Lord, that really appreciate the Lord. Amen. And it was they had a certain appreciation, a certain part of them that they just actually felt they were part of the family, see. Amen. And they were. And when the Lord Jesus Christ married his wife, she became Christ, the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. And at that time, see, it's a new and strange. What was the title of that message? A new and pure language, and that becomes strange to those that not part of the new and pure language. Right. Amen. Well, amen. We begin to talk about glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And most everybody say that will be sometime. And those things that the Bible says they will be, but not now. Well, if not now, when? You know, like that. But the thing is, we got to the place where God has brought us, and we don't have to debate on these things, because you don't have to debate a gospel that you're part of.
Right. Amen.
Amen. If you're part of it, there's no debating to do. Amen. Glory to God. The others may debate on what you've got and what God has revealed to you and the place that God has placed you. They may debate on it, but they've got no debate, see. Amen. Because you are what you are, God. You are what God made you. And you are where God, you're at the place that God placed you. And thanks be to God. Amen. There's a place that he placed the people. And he called them to be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. To be part of that word. See, Jesus Christ is the word made flesh. See. Amen. And it come out like that. And I brought this in. It'll be a rehearsal of something that we've been over in more recent time. But we talk about Jesus Christ and how that he had to die for the sins. We've gone over that for oftentimes, and we never can get through saying enough. But then when he went through that, he was put to death. And when he went down and preached the spirits in prison, came back, and when he came back in the resurrection, he was of a different type, flesh and blood. See, he was glorified flesh and bone. Hallelujah. And then that the marriage hadn't took place, and the marriage couldn't take place until then to make us fully bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it took coming through the church age, on through time, and on down through, and we get into Revelation chapter 10. Here he is with that little book.
Right.
Amen. That's the things that he had. That's the things that sent from God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he began to talk the mighty angel there that was in representation of God there. And he began to talk about what's in the little, take this little book and eat it. And when he told John, which was a type there of the church there and so on, the wife of the Lamb, when he began to talk about take this little book and eat it up, he said. Amen. Well, John, being a human that was in representation there, went and took the little book. Glory to God, and ate it up and become what it was. That's the marriage that took place between the masculine and feminine part of the Lord Jesus Christ, see.
Right.
Amen. Making one, making husband, wife. And when all this has, we've come through all this time, which has been a period of time, amen. Now there is a king, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has a queen. Amen. That's the wife of the Lamb. And that is all here, present tense, as we speak today. Amen. And so that's why we're so happy. That's why we're so rejoicing. And it just get greater and greater. And the thing about it is, all those that's ordained to it, they can't help but see it. When they hear it, it just seems like they've known it all their life. Amen. I've had people tell me, Brother Ben, that was so good. Said it seemed like I've known it all my life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so on like that. And that's not being extreme by saying that. Amen. You have known it. Amen. You were born with this in you. Amen. You were born to be this. Glory to God. And God, he worked with you and led you and moved you in certain ways, gave the word, and he saw that you would hear a message. Amen. And it's strange the way he did it. But he saw there'd come a message across your pathway. And it would be in an unusual way. It wouldn't be a religious thing or something of that nature. It would be a message that he would reveal. And when you heard it, yes, that's it. And when you heard about being the wife of the Lamb, amen, that just fits you just right, see. Amen. Glory to God, because that's what you were to begin with, because you become one with him. Amen. So you and him become one in the sense of the husband and wife. Glory to God. And yes, there is a king, and there is also the queen. Hallelujah. And the queen is rejoicing, and she's got a very important place. Amen. And there's the king on the throne. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful time that God has brought us into. And we're nearing the complete translation of the whole thing of God's people, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. And then I think about the great mercy of God and the way God did. The natural people, I've often wondered this before the fall took place, in reading what would the earth been like, and what would have happened had Adam and Eve not have fallen, and mankind has not fallen. What would it be like? Well, we'll see what it's going to be like. Amen. When we go off into eternity, there'll be natural people. Amen. That's flesh and bone. Amen. The best people the world has ever produced.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And they will be spread out across the earth. And they'll make this like a Garden of Eden all over. Amen. It's such a great thing.
Amen.
Amen. And then there's others that has their place in God and so on. And we see what's going on in the world today. Those that can see and those that can understand know that we've come into a different time period where that the things have begun to move to bring it, fully bring it to pass. What's to be? Glory to God. And we see God started that work. He started it in the Middle East. And there in the Jerusalem area there, when David came through, glory to God, and took that city. Well, we don't know all about everything that took place in that, but we know there's something about that city that God chose. Amen. And when God chose it, that's his spot. Now, he has planets, and he has Milky Ways, and he has all these things so vast that the mind of man cannot fathom all of it. But there is a little place that God chose, amen, that's part of him. Glory to God. And where he poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, which would represent the masculine part of Christ, amen. And also, now here come the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Glory to God. And that's why we are so, we love that place over there.
Amen.
Glory to God, and we appreciate the way God does things, and he just does them beyond what we could think. And many times it goes beyond our thinking what God is doing and what God is doing today. And we get from time to time, we get the letters about someone getting a message or hearing a message, and some of them is over 50 years old. Amen. And we got one just recently, in the last week, I believe, or so, that preached 50 years ago or something, and shows how this word is eternal. But God knew way back then when he planted some seed, and amen, when his time comes, they'll blossom forth, and it'll be just what he has ordained.
Amen.
Amen. So I got started talking here and praising the Lord. And when you get started talking on these, praising the Lord about these good things, it just seemed like it opened up a vast road of knowledge. Amen. And gets better and better as we go along. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when we look in the Bible, we see the many of, especially in the Old Testament, many of the prophecies. Now, it has come their time. Amen. It has come their time, and they can't help but be fulfilled. Amen. Just like it came our time, and there would be a message, and when we heard it, we'd know something different about that. Amen. A lot of people hear this message, they'll say there's just something different about it. There's something drawing about it. Amen. Where others say it don't make sense to me. Amen. But I tell you, God's moving in that special way. And we just love him with all of our heart. We appreciate him. And love him is to love his people. Amen. And one thing about the wife of the Lamb, there's a message that draws her together. Amen. And she, when she hears the message, it's not, you've got to try to persuade somebody or something. They hear it and they just know it. They know that's the message for me.
Amen.
Glory to God, and we're seeing that more and more as we go along here. While on the other hand, there's religion out there that's mixed with the spirit of iniquity and so on, and it's here too, and we live right in the same world it exists. But one of these days, amen, all that will be done away with. Praise the Lord. The devil will be done away with. And then when we get that place, we can look back, and God had a dream, and we have that on the message, I believe. Yeah, God had a dream, and now it's all come to pass. Amen. He made it come to pass just like he's ordained. Amen. And I'm telling you, it just as one brother says, it's get gooder and gooder as we go along. Hallelujah. And that's the way it is when we see these things. And we know that many things that happen to us don't happen just a coincident, wasn't a coincident or something like that. It's something God caused, and it fulfilled his will and his purpose for that time. Amen. Glory to God. So that's real good. And my wife, she got that inspiration to write that song today, and I think it just went real good, because I didn't, she asked me there, said, do you have any certain thing you going to preach on this morning or something? And I said, well, I'm just kind of standing back here, seeing if the Lord will quicken something to me, and that's the way I like it. Let the Lord quicken something to you. You know it's going to work out right, see. Amen. That word become quick. That's when it become alive. Hallelujah. And it's not just a dead letter of the word. It's a live word producing that God ordained for it to produce. And there'll be someone that hears it, and they'll say, hey, it'll just grab them. And they'll know it's different. And they'll know God's dealing with them. They'll know the time they're living in. Amen. It's a time when God is just moving and getting ready to take us to our place of abode while the great tribulation is being poured out.
Amen.
Amen. And the things in the world taking place, and I don't want to get involved in that because it's not my place too much to get the tribulation message to preach that, because God's got a group of people and he got ample supply of preachers. Amen. He'll have, he's got 144,000. Amen. That goes forth and they preach that everlasting gospel. Hallelujah. Fear God, give glory to him, and on like that. Amen. And the gospel we have preached and coming through the church age and all, repent and get baptized in Jesus' name, and so on like that. Glory to God. By the time the tribulation starts, all that will have run its course, see. Amen. And then there'll be a time that 144,000 come and rebuke those that have stayed away from the things of God, that hadn't walked with God, and that don't fear God. Amen. And many, the Bible says there in the book of Revelation many times where they cursed God and they couldn't get the things together. Amen. But there's a people, 144,000. They've got that the job to do. And someone will say, this world is getting in an awful mess. It is. But God has already, and he's revealed to the wife of the Lamb, amen, letting us know he's got that well taken care of.
Amen.
That there's 144,000 that follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Amen. And they come forth with the message. When they get through with their message, amen, they'll know. Amen. Many be put to death in that tribulation period. But then we'll come into a world. All the people that was born and raised during this 1,000 years and those that went into the millennium as just natural human being that God saw quality in, that he put in the original human being. Amen. All of it there. And it's going to be so heavenly. Glory to God. And what's going to make it so heavenly is the main thing. The devil is bound and cast into the bottomless pit. Amen. Or cast in the lake of fire, rather. At the beginning of the millennium, he's bound, cast in the bottomless pit. But at the end of the millennium, when the final judgment comes, the great white throne judgment, amen, he'll be cast in the lake of fire. Amen. And once something goes to the lake of fire, there is no getting out. That's it. That it's over with for.
Amen.
And then all the sin that has ever been, amen. A lot of it won't even be in our vocabulary. There'll be things now that we stress sometimes that won't be in our vocabulary then. And one of the things would be like death. See, there's no death, no crying. Amen. But all is joy and peace. Glory to God. And that's what we're coming into right now. Amen. And that's what does is beginning to take place, and therefore there's a message here, and that message, it can easily be classified the message of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. We're the Lamb, amen, and the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God, and we are members of that wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Glory to God. So here we are with that same eternal life connected unto God. Amen, and it's just wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. Many of the things that God put in the book of Revelation about the heaven and all those things, much of it, that city, all that's a spiritual city. Amen. And but now it's becoming into reality. Glory to God that there's actually members of the wife of the Lamb. Glory to God, people. Glory to God, that's here. And we produced the body of people that became, we were baptized into Christ, into that sense, and we become the very Christ, see, that married the Lord Jesus Christ. We become the queen. Amen. He's the king. And the glory of the God is falling all around. And that is so wonderful. It's so beautiful. And we just can't get enough of that. just thinking about it, reading about it. And over the years, God revealed it. And it started way back there in Genesis, bringing it all the way through. Amen. And so we just appreciate the Lord, appreciate the things that he's doing. And it's getting greater and greater as the days go by. Praise the Lord. From time to time in the past, we've had testimonies, like a service, like maybe have a special service and have this testimony. And it thrilled me to see what God has done, how God has dealt with people, and so on. And it's just just very beautiful. Hallelujah. And so we see that today. God's moving, and it's just real good. Amen. So we just glorify him and thank him. And more we see the picture as God has given. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful picture of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Thank God for the good cold water this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we just praise God and thank God for all the good things that he's done for us and for the things that he is doing. And that's the thing that we want to keep capitalizing on, is the thing that he is doing. Amen. Because what he has done was beautiful, fulfilled its purpose. Amen. But what he is doing now, amen, he's just doing, just fulfilling that word. And when I say fulfilling that word, it's not necessarily word that has been written prior to, or it's not word that was made known years ago, but it's something that God is doing daily.
Amen.
Amen. He can give new word every day. Amen. And if, amen, that's the thing. We're not looking to God, the Lord Jesus Christ, or something of that nature, as someone that there's a possibility of connecting with or all that. No. See, we're living in him. In him we live, move, have our being, see. Glory to God. So all those things, it's taking place. And being in the word of God, being in the plan of God, that just makes it just so wonderful. Amen. So we're just watching for the spring deer coming in, and it happened every year. My wife and I was looking out the window this morning. There was a red bird there. I called over and looked, and then there's a bird, a male bird and a female bird, and God makes them a little different. Amen. And they sing, and I said, I wonder what's wrong with those birds. All of a sudden, they begin to sing, and they begin to fly and rejoice and so on like that. Well, amen, that's what God did say. Amen, that's one of the laws God set in, and it works all the time. Every year it works like that, and throughout the winter months you don't see or hear the birds singing too much around, but unless it's coming snow. Now, there's snowbirds, I believe, that comes, and they love the snow. But the thing is, it's just part of nature. God just take nature in his hand, and he makes it so beautiful. And that's what this all of this is coming into, everything to perfection. Perfection beyond perfection. Amen. I'm talking about the natural people here that takes care of the earth and all this, and the farmers and how they'll farm their fields. And that's God's family. He'll look down and smile and say, that's my family. Amen. That's his extended family. Yes, he has a son. Glory to God. And his son has a wife. And yes, that's part of the Godhead, bodily, see. Glory to God. But then God has people that he has moved upon, and they'll keep reproducing. And there'll be a day when there'll be a people that every one of them be just as honest as they can be. Every one of them will tell you the truth and nothing but the truth. Amen, because there's no lie there, no lie in them, and anything like that. But they tell the truth, and they drink of that water of life that is enjoying that spirit of life. Glory to God. And it's just something that's well worth everything. It's worth it all to be his child. Amen, the song says. And so that's what it is with us today. We've come to a place now where that is so beautiful, what God's doing. And the revival, as it ended in the sense of the deliverance revival. And like I say, I preached many years ago, 40, 50 years ago. And we had a lot of meetings with like deliverance meeting and praying for the sick, and they were healed and many things. But when it comes to many of these here deeper things, then we would kind of lose our way with them. But God gave us wisdom to those things that are not revealed yet. Let's let God reveal them, and they'll come out right every time, see? Yeah. Amen. If we don't see something good and clear, it's for a purpose. Amen. Amen. If God's holding back something, it's going to be so good. He's when he gives it, it'll work out, and it'll be just fine. And now we see things working out. Amen. That we can't do nothing but praise God. Amen. And thank him. We just praise him and thank him. And, well, I just enjoy talking about the Lord and the things of the Lord. So these things that God is doing is so wonderful. And the things that he's revealing is so wonderful. And the message that God has given that has stunned a lot of people. Amen. Amen. Even myself to begin with. Amen. Stunned a message of glorified flesh and bone. Where someone talking about the rapture, I believe, this week sometime. And they were talking about, but they didn't realize that there's a message. They didn't realize that that there are people change. Amen. And in glorified flesh and bones, that they're taking in a message. And it's working just like it's supposed to, see. Amen. Glory to God. So we just praise God today. And we appreciate him. Amen. Just makes you want to laugh. Makes you want to shout. Makes you want to cry. And sing. Amen. You know, I like to see God use the people that he's ordained. And there's people can write songs and sing them. And that's my wife's one among those. And there's other people can play the music and just make it talk nearly, make the instrument talk nearly. And all those things. And they're all for the kingdom of God. But the devil, he tries to pervert them. Amen. And he will, if he can, and he will among certain people. But there's certain people that he can't pervert. Amen. There's certain people that he can't sidetrack. Amen. Because they're fixed. They know him. And I know God today. I appreciate him. Amen. I know him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know him as being part of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. It puts us on the inside, we'd say. Glory to God, and we appreciate him. Amen. So today, let's just worship the Lord and enjoy the day. I don't know what the weather looked like where you're at, but I just wish you could, wish I could send a bucket full of this Dawson County weather up today. Amen. Let you enjoy the goodness and how beautiful it is, and let you hear the birds singing. Amen. And watch them out the window. Amen. My wife says she always dreamed about living in a treehouse. You know, well, our house got two storage levels to it. And on the back porch there, back side, you're like in a treehouse. You look down on the birds and all these things. And it's just good what God has provided. And so here we are today, and we're redeemed. Amen. And we can't get unredeemed. Hallelujah. And we're part of him, and we can't become unpart of him. We're married to him, and that made us bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And God in his wisdom and plan, his plan that he planned, the dream that he dreamed, he let Jesus go to the cross and go down, preach spirit and breath. And when he rose from the dead, he was glorified flesh and bone, see? And that's what we're united to. We're united to him in glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Amen. And here we are today rejoicing in the Lord.
Amen.
So we appreciate you and thank God for you. And just keep on praising God and walking with God. And if there's some points you don't understand, amen, praise God for them anyway, because you're going to understand. Amen. Everything you need to know, you're going to know.
Amen.
Everything you need to understand, you're going to understand.
Amen.
And you're not going to have to wrestle with it, struggle with it, and so on. What was it Paul said one time? I press for the mark, I press. Well, that was a time of pressing, church ages and so. But now, God just gives it to you. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Yes, we've come to the end of all things when the fulfillment of all things taking place. And we're just happy. We're just rejoicing in the Lord. And we just thank God that he allowed us to live right here in this time. And I kind of like this place called Georgia. And it's USA, you know, here. And this, the weather's good where we live. And we just praise God for all these things. And then we thank God for those that are walking with God, serving God. And we just praise him, and we can see what he's doing. And that's the good thing about it. So let's just bow our head and pray at this time, closing out. Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, Lord. Lord, we just come praising you, and we come honoring you. And we just thank you, Lord. Amen. Because, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, Lord, you just work out everything and things that look like they're going so wrong. And then all of a sudden we see they weren't going wrong at all. It was going right according to your plan and according to your working. And we praise you for it. So we praise you for all the good things you're doing for us. Amen. In Jesus Christ's wonderful name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
All right. Praise God, and thank God that he gave us the Christ wife. See, we married to him, married to Christ. Amen. We're the feminine part of Christ, and we're the wife.
Amen.
Amen. And we sure appreciate our King.
Amen.
Amen. We can lean on his shoulder.
Amen.
Lean on his strong arm. So at this time, we're going to ask Barbara just to go ahead and sing.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Praying for the sick was the main event, and it was emphasized by all. But the sun went down on that, for the glory of God had moved on. But here came the greater glory, for the sun rose in the morning and brought the word of glorified flesh and bones. Now is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, and glorified flesh and bones we were made. The way was good, and we thank God as we should for the light of the word that did shine. But the sun went down on that which was shown, as the glory of God had moved on. For the sun rose in the morning, on this word of glorified flesh and bones. Now is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. I say the old way, it was good, and we thank God as we should, for the light of the word that did shine. But the sun went down on that which was shown, as the glory of God had moved on. Yes, for the sun rose in the morning, on this word of glorified flesh and bones. Oh, now it's sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Oh, give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Praise you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. But his plans, he works with his plans. Whatever his plans call for, that's what he did. Amen. And so he's blessing, and he's moving in such a great way. Praise God. I enjoyed those two songs Barbara sung there. Amen. And it just seemed like right to the word. And I thought about 1st or 2nd Corinthians, there's the third chapter, where that Moses talking, Paul writing about Moses, the glory on him so strong that they had to put a veil on his face. And that because it would, people couldn't look upon him. And then it goes right on in Paul's writing that the glory was so great that we have now, was so great that he had in his time, present time, that it made the others of less glory. Yeah, and now this is each message brings makes the other of less glory because there's new fulfilled word taking place. Amen. Amen. What did he say? It made it of less. It had, the glory. It had no glory in comparison with what God's doing now. See? Yeah, that's right. So it keeps on moving on. Amen. And we're just, I tell you, this is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There's a word that we have, it may not all be written down yet, but we're still writing on it, see. Amen. May not all be written down yet, but it's so glorious. Some of the things we knew about Pentecost, and people say, unless you talk in tongues, you ain't got the Holy Ghost, and so on. I won't go through that. But the thing is, here's something that's so great, and so as long as we got the greatest, we don't want to fall back into another age and pick up things. We just keep going forward in the name of the Lord.
Yeah,
Amen. Yes, if you get that message anew, and he gave us a new and pure language, this language don't fit back there somewhere. Amen. Yeah. Yes, a new language for the greater glory. So all these things, it's so good. And I love to have the testimonies of God's people. Sometimes someone write me a dream and so on. And feel free anytime God give you a revelation or a dream or something, write, you want to write, that will be wonderful, because a lot of times it'll be just something we're looking for. Amen. And we just praise God for it. So may God bless, and we'll be dismissed this time. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for service today. We just pray that you'll move by your Spirit and just keep moving on, and I know you will throughout the day. Amen. Moving us into the pathway you've ordained for us.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Amen.